An old idea got an accidental tryout when Congress and the White House agreed on a two-year federal budget deal. Members from both parties say they'd like to make that idea permanent. Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson is the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee. He's also a leading proponent of two-year budgeting.
Well, it's a good idea whose time has really come, and I think it focuses on the most important thing we need to do that we don't do, which is oversight and accountability. If you don't carve out the time and make sure you have it, you'll never take it voluntarily, and we don't have the time under the current annual appropriation business to do a true oversight that we should. And because of that, we spend money that we shouldn't and waste money that we shouldn't waste.
So if there was less time spent on average in a two-year period on budgets, you feel Congress would have more time to do other things related to oversight?
Well, the biennial budget gives you the year to do what you normally do in appropriation and budget, but it carves out a second year for oversight of that process. I think that's the way we're to do it.
And so what would it take to convince, you got the House and the Senate, it's a lot of people to go along with this. Do you think legislation is required, or how could it become practice?
Well, first of all, legislators hate to give up any of the appropriations responsibility, and they'd appropriate every other day if they could. So if you convince them that just because you do two-year budgets and two-year appropriation bills doesn't mean you don't do supplemental adjustments as time goes on and as time is needed. I think once you convince them, you're not taking away their authority or their prioritization. You're just putting a more responsible accountability on their back. They'll be happy to sign up and join us.
So how would this work then? Let's pretend 2017 is coming. How would it all work?
Well, in 2017, which is an odd-numbered year, Congress would appropriate on a two-year basis and do a budget on a two-year basis. And then when 2018 comes, an even-numbered year, an election year, instead of doing appropriating, you're doing accountability hearings. Wouldn't it change the paradigm in America if instead of talking about how much bacon you're going to bring home in an election year, you talked about how many savings you're going to find because of accountability? That's what makes it work.
But how would you be able to impose on a future Congress or next year's Congress that which you appropriated a year prior to this for the second year out?
Well, where the law needs to be changed, you change the law. But what you do is you get Congress to buy into the concept. Congress can do anything Congress wants to do if it makes up its mind to it.
Now, you have bipartisan support with this. I think it was Senator Carper was also testifying.
We have a significant number of members. We got 68 votes for biennial budget a couple of years ago in the budget debate. That's a little over two-thirds of the Senate.
And so was the most recent deal, was that kind of a trial run, or did it just come out that way because of how difficult things have been this particular year?
It was more a product of the circumstances than a trial run, but any time you do it one way or another, it helps you to understand the value.
And so are there any disadvantages to this?
The only disadvantage would be if you appropriated and budgeted on a two-year plan and you didn't revisit it either through reconciliation or through supplemental appropriation. And that's something Congress would constantly do because of the oversight that's added into it. So oversight is the insurance policy to make sure you don't have an abuse or a failure of the system.
So Congress would retain the right to say, well, you know what, this program has really been lousy. Let's cut it in the second
Absolutely.
Year. Or you could plus up if you really like something.
Absolutely. That's what a supplemental appropriation, either to raise or lower a commitment based on actual facts on the ground.
And what's your sense of how the job would change for federal agencies, especially at the managerial level, getting away from the political level, where they have to do the grunt work of preparing all these numbers, which is already now an 18-month process?
Well, if we do the grunt work of doing the right type of oversight, then what will change about the agencies is they'll realize that Congress is looking not just to what it's going to appropriate in the future, but to how the money's been spent in the past, and that's the way you get accountability.
We're speaking with Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia. And why can't Congress? For the first 175 years or so, they mostly got budgets done annually. Has democracy gotten just too complicated to be able to do it in one year, every year?
It's gotten too cumbersome. I don't think complicated is the right word. I think we've become cumbersome and we've become overly partisan. The budget process has been a part of that partisanship, and because from time to time it's been abused or overlooked, it's time we got back to the business of managing our money as American family did by sitting around the kitchen table, deciding what our priorities are and spending money accordingly.
Part of the problem this time around is that even though you have a particular party in the majority of both houses, the worry over veto seems to have prevented things from happening. I guess I don't see how this would change that necessarily.
Well, I think the change comes when you change the way you do business and you bring about a system of accountability and oversight that did not exist before. Neither the administration nor the Congress, House, and Senate can avoid the reality of an oversight process that illuminates the problems and the needs of this country. That's what's gone missing and for too far too long, and that's what's caused a lot of our problems.
All right, so how do you think the current, now we have a two-year budget deal that was just signed a couple of days ago by the president, and this now it goes through 2017. What do you think will happen at this time next year?
Well, I think this time next year there probably will be a supplemental appropriations adjustment because of circumstances on the ground. It may be because of Afghanistan. It may be because of Syria. It may be because of NIH. It may be for any number of reasons. But that's a normal part of the process. What I hope everybody will realize once we go through the next 2 years is the value of having had done what we did. We basically did the motivation to do a two-year budget deal was to not have the budget come up during the election year of 2016. That was the primary motivation. Hopefully in election years in the future we'll have oversight being what's coming up, not spending money, where we'll be looking at where we can save rather than where we can spend, and then we'll have a real victory for the American people.
And a lot of the battles, of course, are always over the defense budget, and you have this base budget plus the overseas contingency operations piece of it. Do you think that maybe there would be a little bit more stability in the base budget, and then the arguments the year by year could be on the OCO?
I think that's exactly what would happen.
What happens next? There's a hearing on it today that you are speaking about. What's the next step?
Well, the fact that there's a hearing is good evidence that there's interest. Mike Enzi, the chairman of the committee, has had his own biennial budget bill introduced. I had a call today from Tom Price, the chairman of the committee in the House, who's very interested in this process. So I think you're seeing an elevation of biennial budget from a mere discussion of what if to a starting to just discuss how you might implement such a process and how it will ultimately benefit the American people.
Do you see any smoke signals coming from the White House or the administration on the idea?
You know, every president since Ronald Reagan has verbally said they supported a biennial budget, including President Obama. Hopefully that when they have the chance to actually sign it, they'll do so.
And so how would you handicap the chances of a bill coming before either House?
I enter every battle I've ever entered, politically or otherwise, with a very positive attitude. I think we'll prevail. Just glad we're going to have the opportunity to talk about the American people's money and how we're going to be better stewards of it next week, tomorrow.